Ports of Indiana CEO Rich Cooper says the southwest port of Mount Vernon was their standout for the first half of the year. The port handled 38% more cargo than this time in 2016. Cooper says that included a 76% bump in coal shipments, all bound for domestic power plants.
People are encouraged about some of the rhetoric now coming out of Washington that they're hopeful could be helpful to further coal production.
The Trump administration has also promised to boost American steel through trade reform. Cooper says steel shipments have kept pace with last year at Indiana's other two ports, Burns Harbor in the north and Jeffersonville in the south. Burns Harbor ship traffic was up 14% compared to the start of 2016. Cooper expects their steel shipments to do even better for the rest of the year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek.